abogado de Andrés Felipe Arias, ¿qué pasa si el gobierno de Colombia mañana envía a un oficial del INPEC a recoger a Andrés Felipe Arias? ¿Estados Unidos lo entrega o hay que esperar a la apelación?
Mr. David Marcos, good morning. Thank you very much for being with us today at W Radio. And we'd like to ask you one of the most important questions around this case. What happens if the Colombian authorities send their penitentiary officials to make it possible the extradition that the Department of State has authorized before the Court of Appeals rules about his case? What happens if that is the hypothetical case? If one Colombian official goes tomorrow to the United States to bring Andrés Felipe Arias back to Colombia?
We filed an emergency motion last night very late with the Court of Appeals to prevent Andrés from being sent back to Colombia. And the government has assured us that they will give the court at least until Tuesday to make a decision. So nobody's being extradited at least until Tuesday, and the Court of Appeals hopefully will make a decision by then about whether to keep him until the argument on March 14th or allow him to go. But let me say this. The State Department and the U.S. government, they're acting like cowards. They're afraid that we will win the appeal because it's obvious to everybody there is no extradition treaty between the United States and Colombia. That's why they are scrambling to try to extradite Andrés before the argument on March 14th, which has been set. We will do everything in our power to stop them from extraditing Andrés. We've filed this emergency motion last night. We will go all the way to the Supreme Court if we have to, because we believe that the extradition is unjust. Andrés is an innocent man, and there is, in fact, no treaty between the two countries. So it would be very, very wrong and unjust to take him now.
Bueno, Julio, nos dice el señor David Marcos, abogado Andrés Felipe Arias en los Estados Unidos, que ellos anoche tarde ya ingresaron una solicitud de emergencia, una moción de emergencia para que él pueda permanecer en Estados Unidos, en la Florida, hasta que el 14 de marzo la Corte de Apelaciones, donde ya está esa solicitud de apelación en trámite, se pronuncie sobre su caso. Ellos esperan tener respuesta, o el plazo máximo para tener respuesta frente a esa solicitud de emergencia es este martes 26 de febrero. Lo que ellos aspiran es eso, llegar hasta la fecha 14 de marzo en la Corte de Apelaciones. Y nos dice que el Departamento de Estado de los Estados Unidos y el gobierno de Estados Unidos están actuando como unos cobardes porque temen perder la apelación que se dará a conocer el 14 de marzo su resultado en la Corte de la Florida, y por eso ellos quieren acelerar este proceso. Un proceso que, nos dice, en términos legales no tiene ninguna validez porque no existe un tratado de extradición entre los Estados Unidos y Colombia, y vuelve una vez más a decir que su defendido es víctima de una decisión injusta porque es un hombre inocente.
María, ya ellos anteriormente le han negado estas apelaciones, o sea, ¿qué van a presentar nuevo ante la Corte para que ahora sí le aprueben la apelación como él dice que pasaría?
Mr. Marcos, but in previous occasions, the court has denied your appeals. What new evidence, what new documents, what new testimonies are you going to present to the court for it to rule in your favor in the upcoming March 14th session?
Right. Well, the March 14th session, this is actually the first time that the Court of Appeals will hear our case on the merits. So that's very important. They've never actually ruled on the actual case before. The Court of Appeals has ruled on things like bond and other small matters, but they've never ruled on the main issues. And three judges from the Court of Appeals, three judges from Atlanta, will be flying into Miami to hear this case on March 14th. This is the first time the Court of Appeals will hear it, so we're very optimistic that they have set this case for oral argument on March 14th.
Bueno, Ana, nos dice que será la primera vez que la Corte de Apelaciones los escuchará hablar sobre el caso en sí. En las ocasiones anteriores en las que ellos han presentado ante esta corte ha sido para tratar otros temas menores que son parte del caso, pero no el caso como tal. En este caso nos dice que tres jueces procedentes de Atlanta llegarán a Miami para poder conocer sobre este caso de una manera completa y poder fallar la apelación. Nos dice además que ellos están muy optimistas frente a lo que pueda ser el fallo de estos tres jueces.
María, por favor, pregúntale al abogado, en caso de que vuelvan a negar esta apelación, ¿tienen algún último plan de pronto en la Comisión Interamericana de Derechos Humanos?
Mr. Marcos, in case that the Court of Appeals on March 14th denies this appeal, what is going to be your next step? Do you think you have probably a legal shot maybe at the Inter-American Commission of Human Rights?
If we lose with the Court of Appeals, then we can try to go to the United States Supreme Court. But the truth is that this is our last and best chance. Is with the Court of Appeals, and we're putting everything into that hearing on March 14th.
Thank you, Mr. Marcus, and we'll be in touch about this very interesting case.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Bueno, pues dice.